just a moment, you'll hear James Stewart as the Six Shooter. There's music for you tomorrow evening with two of your favorite song stylists. First, it's the Dinah Shore Show, and then Songs with Sinatra. There's laughter, too, in your Friday lineup with three comedy favorites. The Bob Hope Show with Bob's guest Jerry Colonna, the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, and Can You Top This? It's a great Friday night program lineup, all of them heard only on NBC. James Stewart as the Six Shooter. The man in the saddle is angular and long-legged. His skin is sun-dyed brown. The gun in his holster is gray steel and rainbow mother of pearl. Its handle unmarked. People call them both the Six Shooter. The NBC Radio Network presents James Stewart as the Six Shooter, a transcribed series of radio dramas based on the life of Britt Ponsett, the Texas plainsman who wandered through the Western Territories, leaving behind a trail of still remembered legends.
It was about 7 o'clock on a Saturday evening, and I was riding down the east trail that led from Castle City over to Crown Ranch. Been a real warm day. A little breeze was coming up now, and things were cooling off, a nice, comfortable twilight. I hadn't seen any signs of habitation for the last few miles. The soil was pretty thin and sandy, probably wouldn't grow much. But a little further on, the ground turned brown, rich-looking. I noticed a frame house sitting back, 50 yards back from the trail. When I was almost even with the house, the front door opened and somebody came running out toward me.
Hey, mister, would you hold up a minute, mister?
Young boy, it looked like, about 15, 16, wearing blue jeans and a checkered shirt and a little peaked cap pulled down over his ears. Whoa, Scar. Whoa, boy. Howdy, son. What can I do for you?
You come from town, mister?
That's right.
You didn't run across Friendly DeWitt on the trail, did you?
Friendly DeWitt?
You know him, don't you, mister? He runs the traveling mercantile.
How's that?
Oh, sure. We're too far out to get into town very much, so he brings around a wagon load of goods every once in a while. I just don't know what we'd do without him.
Well, don't stand out there all night jawing. Just find out about Friendly, like I told you.
The gentleman ain't seen him, ma'am.
Oh, shut up, Fern. You can wear something else if you have to. The supper dishes are waiting, Cindy Lou.
What was that she called you?
Cindy Lou.
But that's a girl's name. Oh. In this light here, and the way you were dressed, I sort of thought maybe you were...
It don't matter. Thanks again, mister. So long.
So long. Cindy Lou. Well, I gave Scar a little touch of my heel. Let's go. Come on. Come on, boy. We started off. I figured I'd had about 8 miles to go before I'd reached the Crown Ranch. I hadn't been through this part of the country in quite a spell. But I was pretty certain Floyd Prince would remember me from the old days. He'd sign me on for the summer if he had an opening. Come on, Scar. Come on. It was about 15 minutes later, and I came to the fork in the trail. I saw a wagon rolling along from the south. It was some wagon, too. Almost twice the size of anything I'd ever run into before. And the way the canvas bulged out, it looked like it was loaded to the brim. Well, it stood to reason that this was the traveling mercantile that Cindy Lou had mentioned. Whoa, Scar. Whoa.
Whoa, Casey. Easy now. Easy there. Howdy, friend.
Good evening. You're Mr. DeWitt, I take it.
You take it right, sir, except for that Mr. part. Just call me Friendly, like the rest of the folks. A friend in need is a friend indeed. Something you needin', mister?
No.
Shoelaces, chewing tobacco, flour, salt, kitchen utensils, ammunition, yardage, zone equipment, anything at all. Just you name it, I got it here in my wagon.
Sounds like quite an assortment there.
Oh, that's only a part of it. I didn't even touch on my medical supplies.
Oh.
Old Doc Bostil's painkiller, Seth's simple all-purpose salve, Miss Jenny's bunion plasters and corn removers. You got any corns that's troubling you, mister? They're just the thing.
No, no, I don't do too much walking.
Some liniment, then.
No, thanks, just the same. I'm in pretty good health.
Well, what about wearing apparel? I got a full line of Levi's shirts, bandanas, cotton and wool socks.
No, I'm just afraid I'm just not in the market for anything friendly.
Oh.
The only reason I stopped was to tell you that those folks down the trail are getting kind of anxious about you.
Folks down the trail?
Uh-huh. You know, the farmhouse a couple miles back there.
Well, I just can't imagine who you're talking about, mister. I ain't even headed that way. I'm making a delivery over the Davis Ranch near Evergreen. The Davis girl's getting married tomorrow morning. I'm bringing all the paraphernalia for the wedding. You sure somebody in this neighborhood's looking for me?
They seem to be. I don't know the family's name exactly. The girl I bumped into is called Cindy Lou.
Well, that must be Cindy Lou Ames. But why would... Great yellow pumpkins. Patty Ames. That dress she ordered for her daughter Fern. What time you make it out to be, mister? I ain't unpacked my shipment of alarm clocks yet.
Oh, must be 7:30.
Well,
know.
Maybe I can get there before they leave. If I don't, Hattie Ames will skin me alive. Giddy up, Petty. Come on now. Come on, Francis. Come on. I knew there was something else. And I was working on that dress only this morning, too. Shortening the hem. So long, mister. Hope you enjoy the square dance.
Dance? What are you... Come on, Scar. Come on. Dance, what are you talking about?
Well, that's where you're heading, ain't it? The town ranch?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it is, but I didn't know about any dance or anything. I was going to ask Floyd Prince for a job.
Oh, you mean tell me you ain't heard about the celebration tonight?
No, not a word.
Well, it's a count of Floyd Prince's son. He just come home from schooling back east.
Why, you mean Monty Prince?
Yeah, that's the boy's name. You know him, mister?
Oh, I used to. He was just a little shaver then. He's all grown up, huh?
Well, he must be 20 or so, somewhere's long in there. I guess he'll be taking over the crown one of these days.
I see. Well, I reckon better put off my job hunting until some other time. I wouldn't want to bother Floyd and give him a party. I'll ride along with you for a spell, Friendly.
Well, if you're an acquaintance of Floyd Prince's, I imagine you'd be more than welcome at his party. Practically everybody in the neighborhood's been invited.
Maybe so. But fact is, I'm not too good at square dancing. I don't know, but there's just something about my legs. A little too much of them, I reckon.
Well, I just hope you're the only absentee.
What do you mean?
Well, Hattie's daughter, Fern, she was planning to wear this here dress tomorrow, ordered from me. Like as not, she's having a tantrum right now. She sure takes after Hattie.
She does, huh?
Yes, sir. And by not delivering her outfit on time, well, there'll be a real catastrophe. You see, Hattie's aiming to marry her Fern off to this young Monty Prince. And she'll probably manage it, too. Hattie usually gets her own way. Look over there, mister. Buggy coming up the trail. That'll be Hattie and Fern on the way to the crown.
Yeah, I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
Well, it's too late to do anything about the dress now if they're started off. Yeah, the best thing for me to do is to stay out of sight. I'll get my wagon over here under these trees here.
Well, but...
Easy, Francis, easy. Now.
But what are you... They're bound to see you sitting there.
Don't know Hattie Ames like I do.
What do you mean?
Why, she's as nearsighted as a buffalo. Can't see her hand in front of her face unless she's wearing her bifocals. And she won't be wearing them either. Not if she's heading for Shindig.
Well, what about the daughter?
Well, I told you, Fern takes after her mother. She's as blind as a bat without her spectacles.
I see.
Here they come. There. What did they tell you?
Oh, doggone. They never even glanced over toward us, did they?
No, not a glance. Well, I guess I might as well mosey over to the Davis Ranch. Nice meeting you, Mr.
Oh, I'm sorry, Friendly. I meant to introduce myself. My name's Ponsett, Brick Ponsett.
Oh. Why, Mr. Ponsett, I didn't recognize you.
Oh, no reason why you should, Friendly. No reason you should.
Well, I heard so much about you and that gun. Here, Mr. Ponsett, here. I got me some samples of a new hair tonic. Smells real elegant, too. Maybe you'd like to try it. They say it'll grow fuzz on... Not that there's anything matter with your hair, you understand?
Well, my supply's kind of decreasing. A little tonic might be very handy.
All right, sir. Just a second now. I got it right back here. Here it is.
Thanks, Friendly.
My pleasure, Mr. Ponsett. Well, I...
Say, I just happened to think... What happened to the other daughter?
Hmm?
Well, that buggy that just went by. There were only two women in it. Now, the girl I met back at the farm, she wasn't...
You mean Cindy Lou. Well, she wouldn't be going to Prince's dance.
She wouldn't have.
No. You see, Hattie ain't got much use for her. Cindy ain't Hattie's real kin. She's just stepdaughter.
Oh.
Yeah, Hattie and Fern, well, they just seem to go out of their way to make things miserable for her. Like this here dance, for instance. Everybody knows that Monty Prince and Cindy Lou used to be real friendly when they was kids. Well, she'd probably give her eye tooth to go to that party tonight, see him again, but... Well,
it's too bad she can't.
Yeah, but there's nothing anybody can do about it. Why, she don't even have a dress to her name. You know, I've got a hunch she'd be real pretty if Hattie ever allowed her to fix herself up.
Well, she seemed a mighty nice-looking girl to me.
Yeah, sure is. Yeah.
What's the matter?
Why shouldn't Cindy Lou go to that dance tonight? With all the stuff in this wagon, I could fix her up so she'd be the prettiest girl there.
Oh, maybe you could, Friendly. Maybe you could.
Woo-hoo! It'd sure be a good trick to play on Hattie and Fern. Why, if they couldn't tell my wagon at 50 feet, they'd never know Cindy Lou when I got done with her. Come on, Mr. Ponsett.
Why?
Well, girl can't go to square dance all by herself. She's got to have an escort.
Oh, I suppose so, but... Oh, now, hold on, Friendly. What, you don't mean me?
Well, you're a friend of the prince's. You said so yourself.
Why, I'm old enough to be her...
If we don't hurry, Mr. Ponsett, square dance will be all over. Come on, step lively there, Francis. Come on there, Peggy. Let's go traveling. Come on, Mr. Ponsett.
Understand, Mr. DeWitt. You mean you want to loan me a dress?
And all the trimmings, Cindy Lou. Before I get done with you, you'll be so dooted up that your own stepmother won't recognize you.
And you want to take me to the dance, Mr. Ponson?
Yeah, sure. That is, if you want to go. Yeah.
Well, that's right kindly of you both, but the fact is, I don't have no interest in attending the doings at the Crown.
Oh, you don't, huh? Well, in that case...
I don't know where you ever got such a notion, Mr. DeWitt. As if I cared anything about seeing Monty Prince again. Why, I haven't even thought of him since he went away to school. Not once.
Mm-hmm. Well, I reckon your stepsister Fern's done some thinking about him.
A lot of good it'll do her. Monty wouldn't look to... I mean, it's none of my business, one way or the other.
No, I guess it is. I'm sorry we bothered you. Let's go, Friendly.
Okay, Mr. Ponson. Night, Cindy Lou.
Mr. DeWitt.
Mm-hmm. Was there something you wanted, Cindy?
I guess maybe I'm acting kind of ungrateful. I mean, well, you both did put yourself out for me, and it was real generous of you to do it. I don't suppose it would do me no harm to go to that square dance. For a little while, anyway. If you really want me to.
Well, now, that's more like it. Let's see now. The first thing we got to do is find a dress. You come on out to my wagon, Cindy. We'll pick something that'll make you look like a princess. Yes, sir, a real princess.
Well, I want to tell you, Friendly wasn't very far wrong. That's just exactly how Cindy Lou looked when she came out of that bedroom about half an hour later. And for a minute, we just stood there, just not saying a word, just staring at her.
Something wrong? Don't I look good enough to go to the dance?
Good enough? Why, Cindy Lou, you're as pretty as a picture. Ain't she pretty?
Why, she sure is. Well... If you're all ready, Cindy, well...
There's just one thing. We forgot the shoes.
Shoes?
I don't have any party slippers of my own.
Oh. Well, you see, Cindy Lou, that's about the only item I don't stock in my wagon. I guess you can make do with the shoes you're wearing, can't you?
Oh, I don't see how. I mean, well, look at them yourself.
Mm. Yeah. No, wait. I am carrying one pair of fancy slippers. They're part of the Davis girl's wedding outfit.
Well?
No. I couldn't loan them to Cindy, though. I got to leave for the Davis ranch as soon as you two start off for the dance. I promised I'd be there first thing in the morning, and it's a good 8 hours' drive in that wagon of mine.
Oh, I see.
Well, it was real nice of you both, anyhow. I'll never forget what you tried to do for me. How I felt when I put on this dress. How wonderful.
Now, hold on, Cindy. Hold on, hold on.
It's all right.
Just let me do some figuring here. Let's see. If I was to leave here by midnight, I could be at the Davis place along about 8 a.m. That ought to be early enough. Well, there ain't no reason why you both couldn't be back here before 12 o'clock, is
no,
there?
No reason at all.
Well, then I guess the next thing to do is to find out whether them slippers will fit or not. I'll bring them right in.
Well, I just don't know what to say, Mr. Ponce. Nothing like this has ever happened to me before. It all seems like something out of a storybook.
You know, Cindy, I was just thinking the same thing.
Well, here you are, Cindy. Try them on.
Gee, they sure do look small, don't they?
Mm. Yeah. You think you can make it?
Oh, I don't... Oh, there. Oh, it is kind of tight, but I...
Well, try the other one. If you can get one on, the other ought to go, too.
There.
Good. Now, are you going to be able to walk all right?
Oh, I'll be able to walk all right, Mr. Dewitt. The way I feel, I could almost fly.
Well, then you better get started. You won't have too long of the dance, you know. And don't forget, Britt. You got to have her back here by midnight.
Don't worry, Friendly. I won't forget.